Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and I've got a fantastic program for you here today on how to attract money. Now, I am a certified hypnotherapist and a past mental health specialist, which I resigned from the state of Illinois in 1993, where I worked at the Department of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities. And you need to understand a few things. I took a very serious interest in the mind and hypnosis when I was a very young child. My uncle worked for the Department of Agriculture, and his boss moonlighted as a hypnotherapist, always helping people. And I'd love to hear the stories that my uncle would tell about his boss's clients. So I've studied the mind very seriously for over 30 years, but very intensely for the past 11 years. There is, in fact, and you need to understand, there is, in fact, more to life than what meets the eye. While the most common question I get in hypnosis today is, does it work? Does hypnosis really work? Yes, it really does. Without any tricks, without any mirrors, just simply if a person wants to be hypnotized, they can and will be. Also, hypnosis is nothing new, and it is something that everyone does every day, day in and day out to themselves. You are always putting yourself in a trance, and you're always hypnotizing yourself. And the mind is incredibly powerful. So, before we get into today's program, you have to understand, I just want you to really, really, truly understand that how powerful the mind really is. And it has everything to do with how much money you make, how you attract it, or how many bills you create. So before we get into that, I'm going to go over a couple of things. If you want to email me, if you have a question or comment, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen. That's thehypnosisqueen. at AOL.com. So if you want to send me a question, actually, if you send it to me through my email, I think I can get that and answer it before I get offline today, or I'll answer it within 24 hours. I'm not sure. But what I have done is I've brought up the switchboard on Blog Talk Radio here so that you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind, and go to the switchboard so that you can actually call in. Now, I have been on Blog Talk Radio for over a year, and I have to say, I have tried this a couple times. I'm not really sure how this works, but I had a couple people say that they called in, and I apparently didn't answer them because I have a wireless router on my laptop. So it's not very fast. So when I get in this, sometimes it just simply goes off. But if you want to try it, we will try it today. If you have any questions before we get off here today, go to the switchboard, dial in, or go through your laptop. You can actually dial in to the guest phone number is, I'm going to tell you, I lost it. 347-637-2998. So if you want to dial in and listen, or if you have a question, you can call in 347-637-2998, or you can get on the switchboard and send me a question over online on Blog Talk Radio website. Okay? I'll see if I can figure out what it is I'm doing. Also, you can also find me on my channel on YouTube at www.youtube.com/ The Hypnosis Queen. And if you subscribe to it, then you will get the new ones that are coming up. My website, which is right now, presently being worked on right now, is www.thehypnosisqueen.com. That's www.thehypnosisqueen.com. And if you want to skip the first page because it's presently being worked on and go right to the main page, then go to thehypnosisqueen.com/main, M-A-I-N, dot P-H-P. That's M as in Mary, A as in Albert, I as in Eileen, N as in Nancy, dot P-H-P, P, Paul, Harry, Paul. That is thehypnosisqueen.com/main.php. And that will take you right into the main page. Also, if you'd like to get a free preview of my hypnosis audios, you can go to www.cdbaby, that's CD as in compact disc, baby, B-A-B-Y, that's cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage. I'll spell that for you. If you want to get a free preview of my hypnosis audios, you can go to www.cdbaby.com/artist/CJSAVAGE. Now, for today's program, the one that would be the most appropriate, which the only one you're going to find on that website right there that I just gave you, is Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis, which is really very good. It's very good for attracting money and wealth and whatever you want. Now, if you get this hypnosis audio, you need to listen to it every day for at least 45 days, and things will change or improve for you for the better. And also, if you go to cdbaby.com and you just do a search for Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis, you're going to find all my hypnosis on there, also on Amazon.com. But those CDs, the hypnosis CDs, actually make a very nice holiday gift or Christmas gift, which is unique and it's also inexpensive. So if you need hypnosis to lose weight for someone, stop smoking, general healing of health problems, achieve perfect and radiant health. There's a whole bunch of them on there, or just simply attract and create more money. So those are on there. And for this Blog Talk Radio program, I have to apologize because for some reason last week, I don't know why, it did not record. I was in a really big hurry when I was clicking on all the buttons, so apparently it did not go through. And it was not recorded, so there's no program for last week, which I thought that there was. The programs are all recorded. You can listen to them at your convenience at any time. It's only happened to me twice, and I think both times it was actually my fault. But if you do like my program, please mark it where you can follow it, that you like it. And if you like it a lot, then mark it as a favorite, and I would really appreciate that. And then you will be notified every time that I have a Blog Talk Radio program coming up and what it is that I will be talking on. Now, we're going to go into this program here, but there's some basic things that you need to understand and we're going to go over before we get into actually attracting money. There's some things that you're going to have to reprogram your own mind, your belief system, I will say. And you know, remember what I told you what a belief is. It is a pattern of chronic thoughts. You can change your beliefs simply by changing that pattern of chronic thoughts. So you also have to understand, too, if you've never been hypnotized, hypnosis, there isn't any feeling of being hypnotized. When I hypnotize someone, the only feeling that you're going to have is a feeling of being relaxed. It's just a relaxed state, where you just simply sit back and relax and take a few deep breaths, and then you're automatically, you go into an altered state of consciousness. It just happens automatically. By listening to my voice, I'm guiding your thoughts. So you understand this concept, right? So if you wanted to lose weight, for example, then I would hypnotize you, and you would get relaxed, and then you would not want or desire any rich, heavy, greasy, fattening foods or drinks, but instead you'll desire lower calorie, nutritious, healthy foods, and you would not desire to overeat or eat between meals. You would be allowing me to guide your superconscious mind, and your eating habits would simply change for a lifetime. When you listen to my hypnosis audio every day for 28 days, it simply will change your eating habits for a lifetime. Now, I'm using this as an analogy, so stick with me here and pay attention. Today, we're going to talk about attracting money and how to attract it and create it. And you can get that hypnosis CD that I just talked about, the hypnosis audio that I just talked about, Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis, through the cdbaby.com website. And you may do just fine. You'll probably do great. I don't know. But is your thinking out of order when it comes to money? Because if I was to hypnotize you to lose weight, and you had absolutely no idea what good foods are for you and what bad foods are for you, but in that hypnosis, I actually tell you. So when I hypnotize you to lose weight, I tell you not to eat the foods that cause you to gain weight, that become less appealing, less appetizing, foods no longer taste good to you, are foods like chocolate and cakes and donuts and candy and candy bars and soda pop and so on and so on. You get the picture? So when I hypnotize you to lose weight, I actually tell you what foods are good for you and what foods are not good for you. I tell you you have no desire to eat between meals because food becomes less important to you. Okay? So when we talk about money, you are in a constant state of self-hypnosis. Are you not? You are. You are, whether you realize it, you are or not. So, do you know what good thoughts and feelings and emotions that you should and should not have about money? Apparently not, because if not, you would not be on this program wanting to know and learn how to attract or create more money. Now, if you use my CD to hypnotize yourself, you may do fine. You may do great. But are you still having toxic thoughts and feelings about money? This is what is really important that you need to understand. And so we're going to straighten out your belief system and your thoughts on money and what is good and what is not. So you know what is good and what is not and how and right for you to attract money. Now, when people come to me to lose weight, I have a 98% of my clients, 98% of my clients are very successful in losing all the weight that they want to lose because it's easy and because I even tell them what is bad or may be even toxic to losing weight, which I just talked about, right? You're following me here, right? So when it comes to money, do you know what is toxic to attracting money and or creating it? What is good to attract and create money? Probably not. Or if you're desperate for money or you just need a whole lot more of it, then obviously you do not know. So I'm trying to first make you understand here, you have to understand that your thought process is really important here. And so we're going to straighten it all out. First, I'm going to lay the basic groundwork here that you need to know and understand before we can really get into the actual understanding about money itself and what to do to create or attract money. And I'm going to share something with you here that I just recently received, and this is what this is. I was asked to join the Revolution. Now, this is a fairly new organization. I had not even heard of it. It was created to be the greatest revolution in human history. It's with people who are here to make it a better world for people to live in and to help people living the life of their dreams, having what it is you want, doing what you want, living life abundantly, while sharing the world's deepest secrets to life. And through the revolution, this is with two people who actually started, Nicholas Kidd and Hank Schramm. And I'm going to start today, and I know we will not get through the whole entire thing, but I'm going to give you a small part of their what is called Harness the Hidden Laws of the Universe with the Revolutionary Premises of Attracting Money. Since this is what the majority of people are most interested in today, I am going to do just, this is just the small part of their whole entire organization program that they've got going here, which I'm finding very fascinating, and I'm just really digging into it. This is just a small part of it, which is on the money. So, remember in the past, I have talked a lot about energy. Everything in this world is energy, everything, including money. Money is energy, and money is not really real. So we're going to have you look at money in a completely different way. You will feel differently about money. By the time that we are done, you will be not only see and feel very differently about money, and hopefully you're going to understand it, then you will be in this constant state of hypnosis that I talked about in yourself, and you will have plenty of it. You will have all the money that you need, so you will not be a burden to anyone. But you're going to have to know and understand what it is that is making you toxic in creating or attracting money. Which is why you have a lack of it. So, first you need to know that money is a universal energy, and all energy has to circulate in order for it to be alive. But above all, your feelings and beliefs associated with money will determine the relationship that you will have with money in your life. That's why I give you the analogy on losing weight, because it's a very simple concept that you can understand. The analogy is, you know which things are good for you that you should eat and that you feel about, like salads and fruits and vegetables. You know that's good. So if that's the kind of things that you're eating and you stop eating things that are not good for you, like chocolate and candy bars, and not eating between meals and not overeating and not eating all that stuff, then you know very simply that you definitely are going to lose weight, right? If you listen to my hypnosis to lose weight and you do what I tell you to do and you listen to that CD every day for 28 days to lose weight, you will change your eating habits for a lifetime. You understand that concept, right? Okay, with the money, you're going to learn what to think and what not to think, how to feel about money, how to look at money in a different way, so you know what to do and what not to do, so you can actually create the money. So in order to live on good terms with money, you will have to live your life in tune with the laws of the universe, all of them. Mostly this means that you must feel grateful for your current situation and circumstances. That is a universal law of gratitude. Now, this will in part set the stage and create the circumstances for the universal law of attraction to be able to do its job in the way that you want it to. And I know I'm going to go fast. I am going fast. This is recorded. So I would strongly suggest that you listen to it more than once so that you can grasp all this. I'm going to have to move along here pretty quickly in order to cover. I have a lot of material to cover. So I'm trying to help you to set the stage and create the circumstances for the universal law of attraction to be able to do its job in the way that you want it to. I know that although feeling grateful may appear to be a little difficult task at first, I will provide you with tips and tricks to help you with this later on. We're going to talk about this a little bit later. Most importantly, you must not feel insecure and obsessed with the lack of money. Again, you must not feel insecure and be obsessed with the lack of money, not even subconsciously. You can fool yourself, but you cannot fool the universe. Your deepest feelings will determine what kind of vibrations that you send out, and thus what you attract. Secondly, you must believe deep inside of yourself that the supply of money is inherently infinite. You must believe inside of yourself that the supply of money is inherently infinite. It can be created out of thin air, so it is impossible that there is a lack of money. It is impossible for there to be a lack of money. And I know that many of you have been ingrained growing up to think that there is only so much money to go around. That is not true. There can never be, it's impossible for them to, for there to be a lack of money. So you must ingrain this principle deeply into your soul. And if you do, you will never be a burden to someone else when you acquire large amounts of money. Still, your intention should never be to accumulate it obsessively just for the sake of it. And I can go into another whole day of talking about that. But basically, remember when I talked about you setting goals? When you set goals, you don't really know, you're not really sure which ones you are a priority and which ones are not. When you set your goals, never set more than one, two, or three goals, depending on how much you can focus on these goals. But focus, because what you focus on expands. And if you get too many goals that you're focusing on, then your energy gets too scattered. So if you have a priority, then focus on that goal and that goal only. Put all your energies into, all your focus in energy into that one goal. But when you set your goals, remember I said you must have a why. The first thing you do on a goal is set your goal, write it out, write it down, and then write why you want this, why it's important, why you want it. So if you put in there that I want $1 million, why do you want $1 million? Oh, I don't know. It'd just be nice to have, I guess. Well, it's not really very likely that you're going to attract or create $1 million because you'd just be doing it for the sake of it. Now, if it's inevitable that you have to have it for some extremely important reason, then yeah, you're going to attract it because you're not obsessed with just having money for the sake of it. You're obsessed with having it for a really good reason. You can justify it. You have a why. Okay. But just don't try to accumulate money obsessively just for the sake of it. As you know by now, that the intention stems from the state of fear and insecurity, which will block your attraction efforts. So before we get into the money, and I talk about the money, attracting money and creating money, then I'm going to lay the basic groundwork here before that happens. And I'm going to move along pretty quickly because we're running out of time fast. There are universal laws, principles, whatever you want to call it, that pull the strings behind the scenes on the course of your life. These universal laws never, ever err. That's right, never. Not even once. Just like the law of gravity. What goes up must come down eventually. Whatever goes up is going to come down. The law of gravity works all the time for everyone in this world. These universal principles or laws never err. And they work for everyone all the time. They are universal laws that guide your life all the time, whether you like it or not. And they're predictable in the sense that they bring things into your life depending on how you align yourself with their energy. You can consciously design a life beyond your wildest imagination. You can live a life with so much happiness and so much prosperity that you'll be flooded with it. You'll have it coming out of your ears. The alternative is to live a life full of accidents, bad luck, no conscious control over whatever is happening. When you're aware of these universal laws, the choice is yours. It's just a choice, but the choice is yours. Although these universal laws or principles lie at the root of the courses of people's lives, some people have never even heard of them. Others do know that these laws exist, but they really don't know much about their nature and their effects. So all in all, the great majority of people really doesn't know the true nuts and bolts on how to apply them to their advantage. as long as you don't know what these laws are or how they work, you'll never be able to consciously get yourself in tune with them in order to seize the fruits of true prosperity and happiness. You must know what the universal laws are first. The first thing that you need to consider is that the true nature of the universe and the place, your place in it. It depends on your belief system and what you're brought up to accept as to what you conceive as the universe. It depends on your religion, your education, how you're brought up, and many more other factors, but this is really not the time or the place for full discussion on the nature of the universe and the nature of your reality, though. But what's important to realize here is, at this point, is that we humans tend to have a problem. And our problem is that we tend to have a very limited perspective of ourselves and of the universe in general. This is because we believe, most people believe, that what we perceive with our five senses is all that exists. And I know that most people believe that, and on a day-in, day-out basis, they act upon that. So if you ask them, do you believe there's more to this world than what meets the eye, they'll say yes, but then they forget about it. So they base their whole life and principles and how they live their life just based on what they actually perceive with their five senses. Most people live in what we call a five sense prison. People generally rely on nothing more than their five senses of hearing, seeing, tasting, touching, smelling. And for most people, what they can perceive with their five senses is all that there is to life. If they can't see it or hear it or taste it, touch it or smell it, then they just don't believe that it exists. But nothing could be further from the truth. So consider this for just a moment. Most of us have learned in our physics classes, I assume you took physics, that the different colors of light have different wavelengths or frequencies. The color red has a different frequency than the color blue, and that's how our eyes, together with our brain, can distinguish between different colors. Your eyes pick up different frequencies, and the brain decodes them, so that's how your sight works. Likewise, different sounds have different frequencies. You hit a high note on the piano, and then you hit a low note, and you're going to notice that they sound differently, right? Okay, because your physical ears can hear up to 20 hertz of sound. The physical ears can only hear a limited amount of frequencies. So your eyes can only see within a limited range of frequencies. For example, your eyes cannot see infrared or ultraviolet light. That doesn't mean that frequencies of infrared or ultraviolet light doesn't exist. It's commonly known that infrared and ultraviolet light do exist. It's just that our eyes are too limited to perceive them, right? And your ears can only hear within a limited range of frequencies. Your ears cannot hear sound beyond the upper limit of human hearing. Sound at frequencies beyond the upper limit is called ultrasound. Just because you can't hear it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So if you can't hear ultrasound, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Dogs hear it. It's there. The point is this. It's the same with the universe. The universe is not just a physical collection of planets, stars, gases, dust, and other physical stuff hanging out there in a vacuum of nothingness. Even science, Western science, ancient science, have slowly acknowledged that there's more to the universe. It's been estimated by mainstream science that only 4% of the energy in the universe is actually visible to humans. The rest is so-called dark matter and dark energy. And if you go to the History Channel, you're going to find a whole lot of information on this dark energy and this dark masses of energy that is literally taking over the universe, which I just saw this the other night. My grandson was watching it, and I think it's something like 87% of the universe is being filled with the dark masses of dark energy. Okay, anyway, look it up if you don't believe it. It's true. And that 4% is a very generous estimate, considering the fact that the number of frequencies possible is nothing less than infinite. So now realize that according to science, all this whole vast universe with all of its galaxies and stars is not more than, and probably less than, a mere 4% of all the energy in the universe. Considering all the things going on in that mere 4% of energy that we do see, and the fact that this is a very generous estimate, then consider what's probably going on behind the scenes in that other, what we're talking about, 96% of energy that we cannot see. So the world around you, everything you see, everything you touch, the table, the chairs, the rock, the ground, everything, buildings, iron, wood, is all energy, pure energy, nothing more, nothing less, it's just energy. If you break it down, I know it looks solid, you think it's solid, but the fact is, if you break it down to the molecules, to the atoms, you break it down and break it down and break it down, it breaks down to nothing other than just pure energy, okay? And everything that you see and touch, basically what I'm telling you, everything that you see and touch, everything that you see, everything that you hear is only approximately, and probably less than, 4% of the energy in the universe. 4%. So, what is that other 96% of the energy that is around you that you cannot see and touch and feel? And if that doesn't make you want to get up and say your prayers, I don't know what will. Knowing that 96% of the energy in this world exists, and it does exist, that you cannot see or hear with your physical eyes or ears, and I know for a fact that this is true because I see and hear a lot through my third eye, or I should say my spiritual eyes and my spiritual ears, when I meditate, which I do on a daily basis, and I get into a very deep meditation with my hypnosis at night, which at night is my favorite time of the entire day because I put my ear jacks in my ears and I go into a meditation. Sometimes I fall asleep and don't wake up till morning, but sometimes I wake up with a new knowledge of seeing things and hearing things I did not know to exist. So, yes, through your spiritual being that you are, and you are a spiritual being, and you came into this world as a spiritual being, you took on a body, which I refer to as a so-called space suit that you stepped into. And I tell you, take good care of that spacesuit, which is actually your being, your body, your human body, that you should take very good care of because it's going to have to get you through this entire lifetime. All right? Anyway, get back to the subject. Looking at the progressing study of quantum physics, for instance, both science and humanity in general appear to be waking up from their age-old condition and self-imposed limitations. And they are slowly starting to realize that there is more to what we call life. The power to attract or even create money or whatever it is that you want is there for you to grab. And it has always been there. And you can now apply this. By the time we get done with this entire session, which I probably will not be able to finish it today, hopefully next week, which next week is Thanksgiving or the week after, but by the time that we get done, you will be able to apply it and you will be able to attract and create as much money as you want. At any time in history, the knowledge to set you free has always been available. It has been passed on from generation after generation in mysticism, legends, myths, allegories, and so on. It has always been there for you to be found, no matter where you look, whether it's ancient South American cultures, Native American cultures, African cultures, ancient Chinese cultures, the Egyptian and Hindu cultures, ancient Middle Eastern cultures, you name it, basically every culture around the world with a significant history talks about a golden age. It was an age in which people prevailed. People prevailed simply because they knew about the metaphysical principles pulling the strings behind the scenes of what we call reality. They knew how to design or create a life that they loved. However, over time, this knowledge became more and more exclusive for an elite group. Knowledge disappeared. Yes, knowledge disappeared through incidents like the burning down of the Great Library of Alexander. And ever since, the knowledge about these principles has been suppressed through the ages to make sure that only a small group of elite people would know how to apply these principles to their advantage and benefit greatly. While this knowledge has always been around in these ancient texts and therefore available to you to grab at any time, no effort was ever made to make this knowledge available to people like you once again. And that is what we're doing right now. So, we're going to make this knowledge available to people like you once again. After all, were you ever taught the principles of the universal laws? Or were you ever taught anything about in school? When you just went to grade school, high school, or even college, were you ever taught anything about the universal laws or principles in school? Probably not. I didn't think so. So, as a consequence, very few people know about it. Okay. You as a human being are a child of the universe. The universe is all that exists. Listen to me very carefully. The universe is all that exists. Beyond what you can conceive with your mind or your five senses. The universe is an infinite ocean of energy, and you are a part of that. You are a droplet of that infinite ocean of energy. You have an individual perspective, but you have a seamless connection to the vast totality of the energy ocean. Everything and everyone is a part of the universe. Now, if you didn't catch it before in a previous program, which I just did two or three segments ago, I talked about that web of energy. I talked a lot about energy and the newest, latest results from the experiments that they've been doing for the past 20 years, which includes several large organizations and universities and our Army services, on this web of energy that runs into and through everything in this world. And this web of energy that runs through everything in this world responds to our thoughts and emotions, but mostly our emotions. Your thoughts create your feelings, and your feelings create your emotions. That's why I emphasize over and over and over to get control of your thoughts. Get control of your physical thoughts that you think, because it leads to your feelings. And those feelings create emotions like depression or true happiness. And happiness is an inside job. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is something that you decide and you become happy. Okay, enough of that. But if you did not catch that program on the energy and talking about this web of energy that runs into and through everything, then go back and listen to it. Everything is connected, everything. Everything and everyone is a part of the same one total, vast, almost inconceivable ocean of energy we call the universe. Every living creature is a part of this whole. Nothing is separate. Although it appears that way, it's not. But appearances can be deceptive. The oceans on our planet are an enormous collection of droplets of water. Jump inside that ocean of water, which many of us have done this, jump inside the water and walk out, and you will see droplets all over your body. Now, there's a whole lot of droplets left in the ocean. In fact, the ocean entirely consists of droplets. Remember how we got our oceans? Exactly. Rain fell in droplets that created the oceans that we have in this world. However, you cannot see one droplet separated from another. They make up seamless connections with each other. The ocean is a whole. It's the same with the universe. You, just like everyone else, in the deepest core of your being, are an individual droplet of energy making up a part of the universe. But simultaneously, you are an you are an individual, an indivisible part of the whole ocean of energy. Everything is connected. Everyone is connected. This example is about as close as a metaphor as that you can get. It's because of this indivisibility and this inconceivable infinity that the universal laws that we've discussed work. So get in tune with them, and you'll get in tune with the true nature of the universe. Get in tune with the true nature of the universe, and you'll be in control of your life and your destiny. You'll be able to create whatever it is that you desire. You'll be able to create, attract, and have as much money as you want. The laws of the universe are practical knowledge. They're not about theory. The laws of the universe are practical knowledge, and they are not about theory. Those who knew about them throughout history have prospered. They prospered no matter how bad conditions seemed or how hopeless circumstances appeared. And as most of you are aware, as history speaks for itself, that is true. Even in the greatest depression that we've lived, some of the greatest millionaires arise out of that, out of the circumstances. Why? Have you wondered why? Well, by the time we're done, you're going to have a better understanding of that. But people who know about the laws of the universe will prosper and have a prosperous and happy life. Now, you can do the same, and you can do the same simply using this knowledge. And the knowledge is the ability to put the information into practice. Knowledge, therefore, transcends information. Knowledge is practical. You can apply the knowledge about these laws to your own advantage in creating your own wealth, your own life, and destiny of your dreams. You can write the script of your movie of your life with the knowledge of these laws. Now, here's just a short listing of the 6 major laws of the universe that work behind the scenes to pull the strings on your life and the money that you want to attract. So learn them, understand them, and apply them. Here are the 6 major laws of the universe: the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the law of cause and effect, also known as the law of karma. Some of it called the law of karma, the law of gratitude, the law of love, and the law of allowance. I'm going to run over them real good, again, just real quick. 1, the law of attraction. 2, the law of vibration. 3, the law of cause and effect. 4, the law of gratitude. 5, the law of love. And 6, the law of allowance. Take note of the fact that these laws cannot be seen in isolation. Every law has an effect on another law, or its influence, or is influenced by another law. It's a closed system of incredible interrelations. So for the greatest effect on your life, you need to work on all the laws, on all of them. Before you can consciously, what we're going to do is, and I know what some of you are thinking, there are more universal laws than what I've just named. However, focus on these main universal laws I just named, and know and be aware and knowledgeable about these laws, and then you, if you understand them and you apply them, then all the subsidiary laws or the subtitle laws, sub-laws, will just fall into place automatically. So if you can master these 6 major laws, basically your life will do nothing but improve. It's just a choice. So today may turn out to be one of the turning point in your life. It's just completely up to you. It's just a choice. Master all the laws and you'll master your life. Master these 6 laws I just talked about and you will master your life. You also have to learn to apply the law of attraction. And for a lot of people, this is going to be a lot of new learning behavior in their life, because you're going to understand this by the time we're done. The perfection of the universe doesn't allow for a full rational explanation that the conscious human mind can conceive. But what's important is that it works. and that you can use it and you can apply it. But before you can consciously create or attract money, you need to know and understand how to apply the law of attraction. That is one of the most important laws of the universal laws. And I have talked about this many, many, many times in past segments. And maybe eventually, if you've heard it, maybe eventually it's going to start becoming crystal clear and you can actually apply it and learn new life behaviors. You are an aspect of the universe, but at the same time, you are the universe. Likewise, a droplet is an aspect of an ocean of water, but actually is the whole ocean simultaneously, right? The ocean is a whole lot of droplets of water. And those droplets of water make up an ocean, which we call the ocean as a whole. Okay. You can't see the droplet as separate of the ocean. Similarly, you have your own unique perspective while still being an inseparable part of the universe. Therefore, you are connected to everything else. You are actually connected to that 96% of energy that is all around you that you cannot see or hear. If you practice meditation and do my hypnosis, actually, when you do my hypnosis, you are in a meditative state. I am guiding your thoughts, but you're doing the meditation. And my hypnosis, I will say, is very, very safe. In all my hypnosis, I will just note this, in all my hypnosis, I use the white light in the very beginning. I bring in the white light, fill you with the white light in all my hypnosis, so you are filled with and surrounded with this bubble of white light, which is your aura of protection and harmony and so on. So, you are connected to everything. And when I say everything, you are connected to everything, including, the, quote, the 96% of the energy that you do not see or hear, which I know for some of you are thinking that's pretty scary. However, pay close attention and follow me. Just stick with me here, and you're going to be comfortable with this. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter who you are. Regardless of your religion, upbringing, education, you are an inseparable aspect of the universe, the vast, inconceivable, and infinite ocean of energy. Therefore, you are subject to the laws that govern life in our physical dimension. One of the universal laws is currently increasingly being perceived as the most profound universal law is govern your life is what many call the law of attraction. Once you've become aware of these universal laws and understand and apply them, you'll always know that they are out there and you'll know how to apply your power to pull the levers, so to speak, on them to create the life and destiny of your dreams in any way that you like. The law of attraction is there for everyone. It has always been there. It governs your life right now. Although you may not be aware of it, and how could you? The knowledge about this law and the other universal laws has been suppressed for centuries, even the millennia. For ages and eras, we've been told what to think and what not to think and live like brain-dead zombies. We've been listening and living a very, very limited life all along. If you missed one of my previous programs, it was called Is Your Thinking Out of Order? Go back and listen to it. If you did not listen to it, listen to that. It will help you a lot. It is all about the law of attraction. However, there has always been a select few who knew about it, and these people prospered. No matter how hopeless and impossible circumstances seemed, still, the rest of humanity still seemed to have lost their way. People gave away their power. They allowed others to control their lives instead of themselves. They were told where to go and what to be and what to do. As a consequence, the world has slowly but steadily turned into a mess. True enough, we humans did manifest this mess. We attracted this. We really did. However, We attracted this solely because we have given our power away. We attracted this unconsciously because we didn't realize that we were attracting it. We were unaware of the law of attraction and the other universal laws. Nothing, let me note here just real quick. Last weekend, I sat down and I watched a movie with my grandkids. It was called The Never Ending Story. If you have not seen this movie, I want you to pick it up and watch it, because I thought it was a very good analogy of people losing hope and their faith, creating this mess that I'm talking about. Because in The Never Ending Story, a little boy grabs a book and he reads it with all of his being. He reads it with emotion. He reads it with so much emotion, what is just simply a story that he's reading, he becomes so emotionally involved with the story, he becomes literally a part of it. He becomes a part of the story. And in the story, he is there to save the people because the emptiness is taking over. And this emptiness is dark energy. The emptiness is what they call the nothing taking over. It's dark energy. It's a mass of negative energy. It is taking over our universe. And this dark energy, I believe, is what us individuals, people in the world that we live, are manifesting and creating and sending out dark energy with our negative thoughts, our negative talk, our negative feelings and emotions. Every time we think and feel a negative thought and emotion, we create negative energy and we send it out into all of space. And in one of their experiments, a lot of experiments over 20 years, have come to the realization that this energy that we send out travels at least 250,000 miles out into space. Well, if that is true, all this negative energy that we're sending out, these masses of negative energy, which is like magnets, is collecting and is taking over the universe. It's destroying the universe. So, I joined the revolution to make it a better world and send out positive energy, and to teach you to create and send out positive energy as well. So the tides are turning. The knowledge about the universal laws that have been suppressed for so long is slowly resurfacing. Now it's time for you to wake up to your true nature and potential. It's time for you to get control over your thoughts and your feelings. Know that every experience and every person in your life is there because you attracted it, or him or her, or whatever the case may be. The difference is that until today, you attracted things unconsciously without your conscious control. So my point here with the law of attraction is you're going to have to get control of your thoughts, your physical thoughts, and what you think. You know, I'm a hypnotherapist. I work with so many people. But I have to say that the problem with depression with people today, which I see in my clients, is more of a problem today than it is I have ever seen it. I've ever known it to be. The problem with depression is overwhelming. And what people don't understand is this depression is an emotion. And that emotion comes from feelings that you feel that are direct and exact link to the thoughts that you think. So if you're going to sit around and whine and cry in your mind and think about what a terrible world this is and who did this and who did what and be jealous and be hateful, then you're going to create negative feelings, hate, anger, and so on. Hang on to it long enough, and what do you think you're going to get? You're going to wake up with a feeling of the emotion of depression that just doesn't go away. And when you try to get in a good mood, it's really difficult. It's really hard because your constant negative thoughts of being negative and whining, crying, bitching, and moaning, excuse my language, but that's true. I mean, what the hell? What do you think is going to happen? You're going to be a depressed person. And not only that, people are like magnets. And you people that are like that, I keep up with one of my best friends because they were on a down spiral, and I tried to help her. And she became good friends with the most negative person that I've ever known. And she just, no matter what, she just became a big crap magnet. There's no other way to put it. She became a big crap magnet. And I tried to explain it to her 15 million times, and she just didn't get it. She understood it. She agreed with it. She agreed with everything that I said. And she said, yes, this world is full of energy, and blah, 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 blah. And she turned around, because you know the economy is so bad, blah, blah, blah. Do you know that so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that? Who cares? Your world is what you make it. Nothing more, nothing less. Know that every experience, every person in your life is there because you attracted it. And if you become a big crap magnet, and you're sending out all kinds of negative energy because you're full of fears and worries and just fears and worries, and you're angry and hateful, what do you think is going to come back to you? The same type of energy. You're going to get negative people that you're going to attract to. You're going to get negative situations, negative experiences, and you're going to wonder, why is all this crap happening to you? Well, hello? Okay. However, up until today, if you haven't gotten it yet, eventually you're going to get it. But the difference is that you've been attracting things unconsciously. If you did not realize that, then know that you are in control. You can attract what it is that you want. And you can attract all the money into your life that you want. And you can create and manifest the dream image of that you have in mind that you want to be. You can create and manifest the dream life that you just want to live, period. You are a magnet. Apply the law of attraction. Take control. Take control of your thoughts. Take control of your emotions. Decide that happiness is a decision. Decide to be happy and be happy. Don't turn around and look for pills and say, you know what, maybe if I take another pill, I'll feel better. You know what, you're going to feel better when you get control of your thoughts and you start thinking nothing but positive thoughts. And if a negative thought starts to come in, replace it immediately with a positive thought. Negative thoughts, negative thinking is nothing but a bad habit, just a bad habit. Put a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you think or feel anything negative in any way, shape, or form, snap it. Snap it hard enough to hurt, and you will break the bad habit of negative thinking. Take responsibility for your thoughts and live long and prosperous and happily ever after. That's who you are. That's what you're supposed to be. And I'm running out of time, so I'm going to stop right here, and then I'm going to continue. I actually could do it. I will get on next Thursday if I have enough people who want to be on live, on my call live, next Thursday on Thanksgiving at 4 o'clock. If not, I will continue the next Thursday after Thanksgiving. So, if you want to email me and send me a question or a comment, send it to thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. I will answer you, and I will answer you within 1 or 2 days. If it concerns the show, though, I will answer it within 24 hours. And please do not write me great, big, huge, long letters. I have a lot of emails, and I want to share one real quick experience. I may get cut off. I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I went on a cruise with a company, and while I was on an island on the cruise, I noticed on my way to the fitness club one morning, there was a woman sitting there. Her husband was laying there, I guess her husband, boyfriend, or whatever. He was laying there all covered up. He apparently slept there for the night, and she was bitching him out just royally. She was in a very bad mood, and she was really mad. What about, I don't know, but they were not getting along. But I noticed that when we were on the island on Nassau, she was at the nurse's station. There was a nursing center there. She was the only one that got hurt, and her knees were totally skinned up. She's the only person I saw that got hurt, and her knees were bloody, bloody red, as if she had gone down and hit coral, maybe, would be my guess. But she was the one who was putting out, generating, creating all that negative, negative energy. And she's also the one that was sitting there hurt at the nurse's station waiting to be doctored up. So I just thought that was interesting. Okay, join me next time. You can email me at thehypnosisqueen.com. or thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Sorry. You can email me if you want me to be on Thanksgiving. I can and will be on at 4 o'clock next Thursday. Otherwise, I'll be on the next one if I get enough people. Thank you for joining me, and goodbye.